that company you keep.
You are now listening to Moments of Power with Dr. Daryl Vining.
Historically great leaders in various disciplines of life become great because they surround themselves with great people who share in the work that they are doing. Is it better to be alone or with someone else? While sharing your tasks with others, will they make your work easier or more difficult? God addresses our need for partnership in the second chapter of Genesis, declared that it would not be good for man to be alone. God's desire is to have fellowship with us and for us to have fellowship with each other. The result of a healthy and productive relationship will bring forth a harvest of good that can be measured in both tangible and intangible ways. Jesus helps us recognize the qualities that we should look for in the people we surround ourselves with. Disciples had faith, commitment, evangelical zeal, and a willingness to enter into partnership with a godly leader. In his inner circle were Peter, James, and John, who represent to us the type of partners that you truly reveal yourself to. They were faithful, passionate, trustworthy, flawed, and willing to tell